message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
He's a good God. Thank you, Father. The theme of this breakfast meeting is My Body and More. As I said the other time, this kind of program, you don't come without your writing material. You have to write as you listen, and you write also, because you have a lot of things to put down. The topic I have before me this morning is your value. Your value. Your value. You and I know the meaning of value. Value is, you have something important, something significant, something that cannot be put aside, somebody that cannot be relegated. That is value. You have a value. I have a value. 1 Corinthians 6, 15 to 20. That is our text this morning. 1 Corinthians 6, 15 to 20. That is the anchor scripture for this program. Praise the Lord. Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of an harlot? God forbid. Next verse. What? Know you not that he which is joined to an harlot is one body? For two, saith he, shall be one flesh. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Take note of that. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body. For he that committed fornication sinneth against his own body. But know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Praise the Lord. Our body as believer is not just a body. It is the house for the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. Your body is not just a body. It's not just the way you see it. Forget I said our topic this morning is your value. The body of every believer, whether male or female, is not just your own. It's not just a body. It's a body, is a house for the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. The Holy Spirit which is in you. When you look at 1 Corinthians 6:19, your body does not actually belong to you. Okay? It is the house that God gave to your soul and your spirit. Immediately when you gave your life to Christ, the Spirit came into you. That is the Holy Spirit. When you look at the life of King Saul, when he became the king, the Bible said, immediately he came in contact with the prophet. God gave him another heart. As compassion, God gave you another heart. God has given you a house, and the heart now that God has given you, immediately after you are born again, the Spirit of God comes into your life. And our body is a house of the Holy Spirit. God has given you and I this body to keep in the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit lives in you. Praise the Lord. You are to keep your soul and your spirit in your body. You need to understand that the day you become a believer, something happens to you, as I said the other time. The day you become a child of God, something, happens to you that you cannot explain. You are no longer yourself. God himself has come into you. The Trinity has come to enter you. That is why our body is so, so important. In this morning, this breakfast, we will be talking more about our body. We want to expose a lot of things to us, physically, spiritually, and every other area of our life. And I'm taking the spiritual aspect this morning. And I want us to be attentive. I want you to focus, bring all your heart into what we want to say this morning. As I said, when you gave your life to Christ, God comes into your life. Something happens to you. Another spirit enters you, which is the spirit of the Almighty God. Praise the Lord. Another spirit enters you, which is the spirit of God. Now, we need to know, most of the times we are conscious of our physical body. That we are conscious of our body in the physical realm, in the world that we live. We live in a world where we give so much attention to our body physically. We want the body to look good. We want the body to look great. Praise the Lord. What happens to the physical body does not really matter. But what happens to the body, what happens to the spirit in you, is what matters so much. Pay attention to the kind of cream we use, to the kind of, the way you want the body to be great, you want the body to look good. But the spirit inside us is much more important. How do we take care of the Spirit of God that is in us? How do we value this body? The Lord will bless us in Jesus' name. Our body in the Spirit, we all want our body to be great, to live, we want to live great, we want to look good. However, we must know that one day we are going to give account of how we use this body. As a lady, you and I will give account of how we use our body. The question this morning is, how are you using your body? Are you using your body for the glory of God? Or you are using your body to pull a lot of people down? What we do with our body is so, so important. From that scripture where we read, it says, we are bought with a price. We are bought with the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ cost Jesus Christ so much to save us. I want everybody to be seated by now. Let there be no distraction, please. This is why we are here. Everybody outside, please come inside the auditorium. Except those people that are just coming in. And if you are just coming in also, please run, you are late. Run and sit down quickly. The Lord will bless us in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. But note that we are going to give account of how we spend our life. We're going to give account of how we use this body. Praise the Lord. Our body is not ours at all. Our body belongs to the Almighty God. The value you place on yourself starts from the value that you place on your body. The value you place on yourself starts from the value you place on your body. What value are you placing on your body today? Are you just using your body anyhow? What value do you place on your body? The value you place on yourself, it starts with the value you place on your body. Praise the Lord. Ladies, your body is a great value. Your body is your great value. You have to take care of it so, so well. Both ritually, physically, and otherwise. Remember, just note, no one can value you above the value that you yourself place on yourself. Like Papa would say, in my place, it is the value you place on yourself that people place on you. Start seeing yourself as a lady of value as from today. Place a high value on yourself. Don't allow anybody to just, you know, mesmerize you, use you anyhow. See yourself as a lady of value as from this moment. Praise the Lord. So, you have to understand that you must understand who you are. You must understand who you are. You are not just anybody. God has created. The Bible said we are wonderfully and fearfully made. So in the book of Psalms, God was saying that I was there when your father and mother were doing the thing. I was the one that formed you. I know everything about you. I formed your height. I formed everything about you. Yes, that is what the book of Psalms said. So God knows everything about you. That is why you must see yourself as a person of value. Don't allow anybody to relegate you at all. Praise the Lord. You must know who God says you are. You are created in the image of God. He created you. Let's read Psalms 8, 3 to 8. Psalms 8, 3 to 8. Understanding of value helps you to treasure your body. What you value, what you treasure, praise the Lord. You have to treasure your value. You know, what you value, what you treasure, is what you place worth on. It has the great worth. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Psalms 8 verse 3. When I consider thy heaven, the work of thy finger, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him? And the son of man that thou visitest him. Thou hast made him a little lower than the angel, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Praise the Lord. Verse 7. I'm going to hate. Thou, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field. Verse 8. The fowl of the air and the fish, the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the path of the seas. You know, the psalmist is trying to tell us here that God is the one that made us. You are a lady of value. God has made you. He created you. It's full of value. And I tell you, you have to treasure your body. It is what you treasure that has worth. Praise the Lord. You must not allow anybody to trample on you. You must never allow your head to be bowed down anytime. Praise the Lord. The Lord will bless us in Jesus' name. The understanding of your value helps you to treasure your body. And what you value, you treasure. No one keeps or uses valuable things anyhow. You must know that no matter how beautiful something is, how ugly or how sinking something is, it is the value you place on it that determines its worth. Whether you are short, you are tall, you are fat, you are slim, I tell you, it is the value you place on yourself that determines your worth. So today decide, I'm going to place a great and high value on myself. Nobody will look down on me again. You know, when you look at, some of us have valuables. All vessels are not the same. And you cannot use them anyhow. Vessels have different worth. They have, you know, when you look at buckets, the function of a bucket is different from ceramics and even breakable plates and gold plates. So the value you place on a thing is what determines its worth. Decide on yourself that today I'm going to place a high and great value on myself so that my worth will be very, very high. And I pray that God will give us understanding this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't forget, I said that the value you place on yourself is what will determine your worth. How do you discover your value? Let's quickly look. How can I discover my value? We've been talking about value, value, value. I have to place value on myself. I'm a lady of value. How do you discover your value? First way by which you can discover your value is you must know your maker. If you are here this morning, you have not known the Lord. Probably you got to know the Lord because your father is a pastor, or you grew up in a Christian home. You must have a personal relationship with your maker. The creator of a particular product is always the one that knows the best use of that product. Praise the Lord. 2 Corinthians 4:7. Praise the living Jesus. And you know, I said earlier, a manufacturer of a product knows the best use of that particular product. God is your maker. You have to have a personal relationship with Him. You have to know the Lord for yourself. Don't be like those Christians that have the form of godliness that deny the power thereof. It's not a period of time where you can sleep. If you know you are feeling sleepy, please get up on your feet. Stand and join the protocol for the moment. The Lord will bless you in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. 2 Corinthians 4:7. We have this treasure in earthly vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Let's continue. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Praise the Lord. 2 Corinthians 4:7. But we have this treasure in earthly vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. What am I trying to say this morning? Your maker is the one that knows the best use of your life. So you have to have a personal relationship with God. You have to come in contact with Him before this value we are talking about can be evident and be shown in your life. Praise the Lord. God has put a treasure in your body, in this earthly vessel. It is the excellency of the power of God and the image of God that, you know, your connection to the Almighty God is what will bring this great value and this excellency that we are talking about in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Your connection to the Maker is a pathway to discerning who you are. Your connection with your Maker, with your Creator, is a pathway to discover the kind of person, so the purpose why He has sent you here. Ephesians 1:15-19. Ephesians 1:15-19. Praise the Lord. And that one will lead us to the second way by which you can determine or discover your value. Praise the Lord. Ephesians 1:15-19. Wherefore I also, after I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayer, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of His calling and what the riches of the glory of inheritance in the saints. Verse 19. And what is the exceeding greatness of His power to us who believe, according to the power working of His mighty power. What I'm trying to say this morning is that your connection to your Creator, Knowing God for yourself is the pathway to discover your value. It's the pathway to be able to discover the purpose and the reason why God has sent you here. And I pray that God will help you, each and every one of us here this morning, in the name of Jesus. So if you are here this morning, you have not known the Lord, I tell you, this is an avenue for you to retrace back your steps and give your life to Christ. Quickly, regular and continuous study of the Word of God. The Bible says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. The Word of God is manual for our life. Psalms 119:105, Psalms 119:97. So adequate word intakes open you up to the reality of who you are and your value. But to have regular intake of the Word of God. When you take the Word of God regularly, it opens you up to the promises of God in the Bible. It opens you up to who you really are in the hands of God. I pray the Lord will bless us in Jesus' name. As our Papa has told us, don't use the Bible as a sleeping dose. Make sure you read your Bible daily, regularly. God himself told Joshua, he said, this word you must meditate on it. You must read it regularly. Make sure you go through it day and night, Joshua 1:8. It is then you can make your way prosperous and you can have good success. So you cannot keep your value, you cannot keep your word if you don't study the Word of God regularly. Praise the Lord. The third one, right fellowship. Proverbs 13:20. Right fellowship. You're part of the same feather flock together. You have to move together with like-minded people. We say it a lot in this house. You have to watch your association. You have to flock with who you are. When you look at the life of an eagle, if an eagle decides, a baby eagle decides, I want to be moving about with chickens, to behave like them. And you know, there was a time we did a study, and our papa wrote a book on soaring on eagle's wing. I tell you, when I went through it, wow, I said, God, I want to be like an eagle. You know, the day an eagle realized that it's not a chicken, his mentality will change. You have to choose your friends. Friendship is not by force, it's by choice. You can't be friends to everybody. Everyone that is not having where they are going to, you must not be their friend. You have the opportunity and the grace to choose who you are going to be friends with. Don't allow Dick and Harry to be your friends. Praise the Lord. Because why? You are a lady of value. And the Lord will bless us in Jesus' name. An eagle cannot move around with a chicken. So, when an eagle migrates and relates right, he begins to carry the right value. When you associate rightly, you carry the right value. But when you associate with wrong people, just live your life anyhow. You mess up with your life. I pray that you and I will not mess up our life in Jesus' name. Don't forget, I told us earlier, we are going to give account of how we use our body. The Lord will bless us in Jesus' name. Number four, make yourself available as instrument in the hand of God. Make yourself available as instrument in the hand of your master. Be ready to be used by your master. Be ready to be used by your maker. 2 Timothy 2:20 to 21 told us there are so many vessels in the house. Determine this morning that you are going to be a vessel unto honor. In a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor, and some to dishonor. 21. If a man therefore purge himself from this, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, and meet for the master's use, and prepare for unto every good work. I've come to challenge and encourage you, every lady in this house this morning, make yourself a tool in the hand of your maker. When you make yourself useful in the hand of God, you will see that your value will be so great. Your value will be so great. If you are here this morning, you are not a worker in the house of God, please join a department. I tell you, it helps you to grow. As a young lady, when I was growing up, I was privileged to give my life to Christ at an early stage, age 13, 14. No, the ministry where I belong, we were given opportunity to be useful in the hands of God. I tell you, most hours of my day, if I'm not in school, I am in the church. And it shielded me. It protected me. When you serve God, God shield you from all sorts of nonsense. All my friends were in the church. And I thank God for the kind of friend that God gave me. So the world now, we are in the world of internet. Then, after leaving church, sometimes I don't leave church until until I have 7 or 8. By the time I got home, I'll be so tired, I'll just go and sleep. At the time, my mom thought they had brainwashed me. She has to call, because we were not attending the same church. She has to call my leaders and ask them, what have they done to me? I lived all my life for God. We go out on evangelism, fasting and prayers, so many activities for the Lord Jesus Christ. So you have to make yourself available to be used in the hand of your Creator. I tell you, this will help you. There are so many vessels unto honor, and there are so many vessels in the house. There are some vessels that are unto honor, some are to dishonor. But if you determine this morning that you are going to be a vessel in the hand of God, I tell you, we'll use you very well. Don't forget that your maker determines your function. And when you have a vessel that is so useful, you protect such vessels in your hand. Are you functioning for Christ? That is the question this morning. Are you functioning for Christ? Ask somebody by your side. Are you functioning for Christ? Are you functioning for Christ? So if you are not functioning for Christ, determine this morning that God, I want you to start using me. Use me, you know, use me as a vessel unto honor. Praise the Lord. Now, let's quickly look at how to be a person of a value. How can I be a person of a value? How can I be a person of a value? Praise the Lord. You have to be value-driven yourself. You have to be a person of value, to be a lady of value. You must be value-driven. What you desire always, what you desire always finds quick expression in your life. A value-driven person, be a person of value. When you are value-driven, you don't underestimate yourself. You don't make yourself cheap. Value makes you a person of great worth. Value makes you work on your emotions daily. See, no man can easily, you know, deceive you because you are value-driven. You have focus. You know where you are going. Write down your goals. The Lord told Habakkuk, said, write down these goals. Make them plain. You have to be value-driven. Something must be driving you. When you have what is driving you, you cannot underestimate yourself. You cannot allow any man to cheat on you. You cannot allow any man to look down on you. Because you know you are going somewhere. Because you know you have a great value. The Lord will bless us in the name of Jesus. When you are a person, or when you are a value-driven person, you work on yourself daily. You don't joke on your emotion. You work on your spiritual life daily. You make sure you are in tune with God at all times. I pray God will give us understanding in Jesus' name. No man can easily deceive you because you are a value-driven person. Nobody can alter your emotion just like that. Know that you are what you are. You are your value. You are the value that you place on yourself. And secondly, you have to be a lady of knowledge. You must be a lady of knowledge. You must seek wisdom. Seek for knowledge. Seek for information. You must constantly invest in yourself. Don't assume that you know anything. Don't assume that you can just develop like that. You know, the Bible said in the book of Proverbs, it said, a foolish woman is glamorous. She is simple and she knoweth nothing. Don't be too simple. Seek knowledge. Seek information. Don't just be like that. Develop yourself constantly and consciously invest in yourself. Praise the Lord. Don't forget that your level of investment in yourself is the level of your worth. The level of your investment is the level of your worth. I pray God will help us in Jesus' name. Fashion is good. To be trending is good. But to be a person of worth and a person of value is much more important. Fashion is very, very good. To be trending is very good. But I tell you, to be a lady of knowledge is far, far more and carries great worth. The Lord will bless us in the name of Jesus. Put down Proverbs 31 verse 10. Your value increases with a man when you are a woman of value. Your value increases with a man when you are a lady of wisdom. Not how good looking you are. See, some people will think it's because of the way I look. Probably if a man sleeps with me, that is why the man will love me more, or the man will place value on me. All these things does not place value. No, the kind of investment you have in yourself, what will make a man to respect you. I pray that God will bless us in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. You have to get tape. You have to get books. You must be a lady that reads. You know, as a younger girl, then our leader told us, a month must not pass without you having a book you are reading. It must be vast. You must read at all times. Apart from your school books, you must have a Christian book you are reading at a particular time. Seek knowledge. That is when no man can deceive you. The Lord will bless us in the name of Jesus. Be number three, be a lady that fear God. Proverbs 31:29-30. And 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 30. Beauty charisma we all pass, but a woman that fears God has a great value. But the Bible said, many have done so well, but you have excelled them all. Why? Because you fear God. You must be a lady of value. Praise the Lord. You must fear God. When you fear God, I tell you, the sky is your limit. You have to wash your heart every day. You must fear God. The fear of God is the beginning of all wisdom. Everything you do, you must fear God. And that is when your value can increase. The Lord will bless us in Jesus' name. And lastly, number four, be a woman of content. What am I trying to say here? Be an industrious lady. Be an industrious woman. You have to make sure that you are contented with what you have. Contented with what you are given by your parents, or what you have yourself. So the world has passed. We have left the world where everybody can just live their life anyhow. As a young lady, you can also get something you are doing, so that you know you don't depend on anybody, any man for anything. So that people don't relegate you. Praise the Lord. But get something doing. You are not too small to start something. Like what Papa will always tell us. You must be contented with everything you are giving, every little or much that you have. Get something doing for yourself. Don't depend on any man for anything. Empower yourself. You can empower yourself by doing menial jobs, helping people to do some things. You know, recently, Mama told me of a particular lady. She said, when you see the lady, she's so cute, she's so cute. She says she do menial jobs. She goes to people's houses to watch for them, clean their houses, take care of, you know, their laundries and everything. They give her 1,000, 2,000, 1,005. And when you see outside, you will not know. Such a person, no man can deceive her with anything. When I was in school, I have a friend then. She can make hair. Most of our weekends, after class in the morning, we go early in the morning to go and read. By this time, we are back from class. She will make like 2-3 hair. And that is what she used to sustain herself. She will even cook from that money. We, the friends, will go and eat out of it. Look for what you can do that can fetch you some little thing, so that one man from nowhere cannot just come and say, hey, I want to sleep with you, so that I can give you 2,000, 10,000. Lord will give us understanding in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. I said, you can do menial jobs. You can learn and work. Have the ability to say no to some financial gift. Have limits to the level of gift you collect from anybody, especially men. Know the level of limit of gifts that you collect. Don't be attached to anybody because of anything that anybody gives you. When I was growing up, you cannot even give me anything. Because immediately you say you want to offer me anything, I believe you nothing goes for free. You can't give me anything you cannot say you want to give me something, especially a man, if you don't have anything in mind. How can you just meet me 2-3 one week and you say you want to buy me things? So that was the kind of orientation we were given, that when a man offers you something, he has something he wants to collect in return. Praise the Lord. Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. Okay? Have level to financial gift. Have limits to the gift you collect from anybody. Be financially dependent. Have financial dependability. Define the level of gift in cash as a lady. Be contented. No, you can have what you do. As I've said earlier on, when you look at the life of Rahab in the book of Joshua chapter 2, this lady, apart from she was a war and harlot, you know, she was the one that kept those spies that Joshua sent and wanted to destroy Jericho. She's an industrious lady. She was one that she accommodated all her family members. The Bible required that apart from what she do, we're not saying that we should be doing club or all that. She still has what she does with her hand. If you look at that place, to read that place down. The Bible talks of so many things that she did with her hand. Her sisters, her brothers, they still come to live with her. I pray that God will help us this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So don't be so loose. to collect gifts from anybody just like that. Carry yourself. Have charisma. The Lord will bless us in the name of Jesus. Don't forget, we have talked so much this morning. In a value. Your body has a value. And you know, for you to be a lady of value, you must know God by yourself. You must be an instrument in His hand. You must be an instrument in the hand of God. You must be value-driven. You must be goal-driven. Don't allow anybody to play on your intelligence. Don't allow anybody to live your life for you. Associate rightly. Probably you have some friends in your life. They are not going anywhere. Anyway, they are NFA. Please, depart from them. Like what Papa will say, call them today and tell them, I'm no longer your friend. I want to choose new friends. I pray God will help us in Jesus' name. Let's rise up on our feet. If you are blessed, I want you to jam your hands together for Jesus. Jam your hands together for Jesus. If you know this morning, God has dropped something into your heart, into your mind. Appreciate Him this morning. I want you to open your mouth and thank God and say, God, I bless you. Pray to God and say, God, make me a lady of value. Make me a lady of value. Make me a lady of value. Lord, make me a lady of value. Probably you have done some things in the past that you feel you are not worthy. Come to the Lord this morning. The Bible says in the book of Romans 8 verse 1, He said, now therefore there is no more condemnation in the heart of those people that love God, that walk not after the flesh but after the spirit. This morning I wanted to pray and say, God, forgive me of any way that I've wronged you. Any way that I've used my body wrongly, please forgive me, oh God. Forgive me and have mercy on me in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Pray to God everything we have talked about this morning. Say, God, make me an instrument in your hands. Make me an instrument in your hands. I want to be value-driven. I want to be contented with everything you have given me. I want to be contented with everything you have given me. Don't allow one useless man to come my way. God, help me. Talk to God. Talk to God. Talk to God this morning. Talk to your maker. Talk to Him. Tell Him to use you. Make you an instrument in His hand. Tell Him that it's you, the reason why He has made you, that God will cause it to be fulfilled. Tell God and say, God, today, I place a value on myself. No more will I be relegated. No more will I be relegated. God, let my word jump up. Let my word jump up in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Father, we thank you for this first session. We appreciate you for what you are doing in our life. Lord, we give you all the praise. Thank you for the utterance. Thank you for your word. As we continue, we pray you will continue with us in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. Appreciate you.